USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Speaking to union members in Washington, D.C. this morning, President Biden talked about being a pro-union, pro-jobs president.
We've created more than 12 million new jobs, more jobs in 2 years than any president created in a four-year term.
Biden also took a swipe at former President Trump, claiming Infrastructure Week under Trump became a punchline while Biden passed the sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. This was the first time Biden spoke publicly since officially announcing he's running for re-election. Former President Trump is reacting to President Biden's official announcement.
You could take the five worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done.
Speaking on his Truth Social platform, Trump criticized Biden for record inflation, recent bank failures, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and immigration. UPS says America's economy is slowing down. The shipping company's revenue fell 6% in the first quarter of this year compared to a year ago. It blames falling retail sales in the U.S. for the drop-off in package deliveries it's had to make. The World Health Organization says there is a biological risk coming out of Sudan after a group occupied a public health lab in Khartoum. A WHO representative said the occupation is extremely dangerous because of the polio, measles, and cholera isolates in the lab. Scientists in Oklahoma think they've found a link between diet and autoimmune diseases. The researchers say it could be key in preventing multiple sclerosis. The research found that a high-fat, low-carb, and fiber-enriched diet prevented the onset of MS symptoms in mice. And SpaceX has been grounded temporarily by the FAA. They are launching what they call a mishap investigation into the SpaceX explosion over South Texas. The agency will look into the large amount of sand and debris that was kicked up. This is USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Harry Belafonte has died at the age of 96. The singer, actor, and civil rights activist, who was called the King of Calypso, was best known for popularizing Caribbean folk songs in the 1950s. Belafonte was a passionate supporter of the early civil rights movement. As the push to make all automakers go all electric is on, General Motors is shutting down production of one of its first electric vehicles.
The Chevy Bolt's been a big seller since it came on the market in 2016, but its battery is an older design, and it was the subject of a recall last year due to the danger of a battery fire. So GM will retool its Bolt plant outside Detroit to make the electric versions of the Chevy Silverado pickup and the GMC Sierra. Once that retooling is done, GM says it will be able to build 600,000 electric trucks a year. I'm Richard Johnson.
Lawmakers in Montana are bracing for more protests today involving the first openly transgender woman elected to the state legislature. It's all on the heels of Democrat Zoe Zephyr saying Republicans would have blood on their hands if they voted for a bill to ban gender-affirming care for minors. The Montana House Speaker called that hateful rhetoric and is refusing to let Zephyr speak until she apologizes. Protesters in a gallery Monday shouted, "Let her speak," and police made several arrests. The first Down syndrome Barbie is being unveiled by Mattel. It's part of the Barbie Fashionistas line, which has previously featured dolls with a prosthetic leg and hearing aids. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.